Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Sam Dracula. He is the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast. The podcast is dedicated to highlighting Charlotte Hornets content, and he's also a Charlotte Hornets YouTuber. On the program, we discuss the 2020-2021 Charlotte Hornets season, as well as LaMelo Ball, Michael Jordan, and so much more. But first, I'd like to introduce a sponsor to The Robinson Show, and it's a wonderful book called Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. Seth is an awesome author based out of Seattle, Washington. And check this out, Keys to a Successful Podcast is a book that will help you give you all the right tools to make your podcast professional and profitable. If you're looking for a podcast to achieve new heights in popularity, then this is the book for you. Make sure you pick up your copy of Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. It's available on lulu.com. That's lulu.com. And in the search box, type in his name, Seth Chang. You won't regret it. In the meantime, Sam is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz and Watson. Fire up your Friday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man. That's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry. I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well done by Miles Bridges, and there is your 19-year-old Kia NBA Rookie of the Year,
right.
LaMelo Ball. Congratulations.
Right now.
Congratulations. Thank you, man. Thank you.
LaMelo, let's start here, and I'm going to show my age, because when I was growing up, my favorite player to watch was Pete Maravich. And when I watch you play, and you can watch online, people have seen your clips, the way you pass the ball is unbelievable. One of my favorites is that length of the court. Underhand, right on target. So who was your biggest influence about the way you play the game?
So honestly, I watched a lot of people, but honestly, Pistol Pete too, because I remember my pops showing me a movie from him. But a lot of people's game, I really like to look at Penny Hardaway, KD, Curry, I mean, Magic Johnson. It's a lot of greats, you know. Pretty much just look at everybody though, together, and at the end, throw a little bit of my own stuff on it.
LaMelo Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NBA and Turner Sports, and that was Ernie Johnson interviewing the 2020-2021 NBA Rookie of the Year, LaMelo Ball, from the Charlotte Hornets. And we have someone on the program that covers the Hornets very well. He is the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast, which is the podcast dedicated to all things dealing with the NBA's Charlotte Hornets. Let's welcome him to the program, Sam Dracula. Hey, Sam, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing?
Are you up? I'm doing well, and yourself, sir. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. We'll get more into LaMelo in just one moment, but let's start off with the 2020-2021 Hornets season. They were in the play-in tournament, and they would lose to Indiana. But overall, it was a surprise of a year for Charlotte. Charlotte came out of nowhere this year. I want to start off with Miles Bridges. He was one of the stars that emerged in this 2020-2021 season. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Miles and his production this season.
Yeah, so Miles, across the board, had an amazing year. First off, he showed an immense amount of character, because last season he was a starter. This year he started off the year as a bench player. And for me, he earns a ton of respect for that, being a team player, right? And then when you factor in his durability and energy he brings in, he became an irreplaceable player on this roster. You know, it took health and safety protocols to take him off the court. And without him, the team really suffered with that energy. And he brought that energy, especially when there are no fans in the building. And he turned into a really vocal leader. And then you factor in his numbers. I mean, his shot attempts per game are down. Percentages are up. His output is up. I am very excited about year four of Miles as we get into through the offseason and into next year. He is a very high ceiling. I'm very happy he's able to thrive.
Yeah, Miles definitely thrived, Sam, this past season, and even in the bubble, he really emerged as well, picking up his free throw percentage as well as his 3-point percentage. And someone that has picked up their play, has always picked up their play, is Terry Rozier. What a steal that the Hornets got with Terry Rozier coming over from Boston, and he really stepped his game up this past season, and of course in the bubble last season. So kind of give me your thoughts on Terry and what he brought to the table for the Hornets.
Terry's that guy. The nickname Terry Time is very real, and it's really saved the Hornets. When they need a bucket, when they need a tough shot, Terry Rozier is that guy to go get that bucket, to go get that tough shot. And, I shudder to think where the Hornets would be without him last year. You know, people were clowning the deal, the sign and trade, the deal where Kemba left and how he left, and whether or not the Hornets overpaid Terry Rozier. I think it's very clear the Hornets did not overpay Terry Rozier. And, you know, where his future lies is very interesting as well, because he's going into the last year of his contract. So I hope he stays, but that could be an interesting trade piece if the Hornets decide to go down that route, because A, very tradable contract. B, he's a very good player, a very, 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 very good player, and the Hornets can get something valuable for them if they go down that route. But I love Terry. He carried the team on multiple occasions this year.
Yeah, I hope they keep Terry too, because, I mean, he brings not only scoring, but, man, what a solid defender he is. And him along with Miles Bridges, they really bring a whole lot to the table if they want to compete in the East, at least for the next 5 to 10 years. I think Miles is definitely, like you said, Miles, you can't wait to see what Miles does in year four. But if they bring Terry back, that's definitely going to add a whole new element to that team. I want to talk more about a gentleman named P.J. Washington. He was really effective on the rebounding side throughout the course of this season. Just kind of give me your thoughts on P.J. and what you liked about his play this season.
Oh, man. So going into the year, it was very clear the Hornets needed a big man, a center. And the plan going into the year was P.J. was going to get some run at the five. Maybe not starting there, but in certain periods of the game, slide over and as a small ball center. And fast forward to the end of the year, P.J. talked about his year experimenting and playing in a new position. And he said, you know, going into the year, that he always viewed himself as a power forward. That's how P.J. Washington viewed P.J. Washington. After this year, after going through this year playing multiple positions, P.J. views himself as a basketball player. And I love that. He thinks that this year he showed he can be a factor on defense. He mentioned the rebounding. I think his shooting ability is vastly underrated. So I hope we get to see more of that, more shots from three from him. His nickname's 3J for a reason, you know? But yeah, I think PJ showed a lot of growth in the second year. A lot was asked of him as a second year player. And I think he stepped up. He stepped up. He had a career game against the Kings when it was desperately needed. You know, a lot of Hornets players were injured. He had 42, I think, against the Kings and on a tough road matchup. So PJ has a lot of promise. I totally envision the same growth we saw in year three, Miles Bridges. I expect to see the same kind of growth out of year three, PJ Washington.
Yeah, and speaking of a lot of growth, Devontae Graham had a lot of growth during the 2020-2021 season, especially when LaMelo Ball was out with the injury. Devontae really stepped up his game. I mean, Devontae stepped up even before the Ball injury, but he really came of age this season. Kind of give me your thoughts on Devontae and his play during this past season.
Devontae, he had a rough year kind of staying healthy, staying on the court. Which can never be easy, and also playing in front of no fans can never be easy. So I credit everybody for toughing out that first half of the season. But when Devontae's on, he's up there. He's up there. I don't want to overstate it, but he's up there like amongst like the best like clutch shooters in the league. The guy can hit a bucket, and it has the confidence and courage to do so. So I really respect that out of Devontae. And then when he wasn't available to play when he was out injured, he is always – the first guy on the bench to celebrate, to congratulate his teammates. Like, he seems to be an incredible teammate and a character guy in the locker room. So I'm a big fan of Devontae. I hope the Hornets can figure out a way to bring him back because he's a restricted free agent this year as well. So it's a little dicey when you talk about cap space and that. But I think Devontae also, like Bridges, showed a lot of character because when the Hornets were fully healthy, Devontae lost the starting spot. You know, he was the starter going into the year. LaMelo emerged. And LaMelo took the spot and ran with it. And Devontae was a sixth man from that point on when everyone was fully healthy. So salute to him for embracing that role because like, it's a contract here. I'm sure he wanted to put up big numbers, play fewer minutes when guys were hurt. But, yeah, I love Devontae this year.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 2021 Buick Enclave models for $91.96 below MSRP. Or new 2021 Buick Envision models, now $34.77 below MSRP. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Yeah, Devontae definitely did his thing this year, and someone that definitely did his thing this year, unfortunately, before getting hurt was Gordon Hayward. Maybe, you know, Gordon was really stepping his game up right before he suffered the injury. We know what caliber player he was playing previously being in Utah and then previously being with the Boston Celtics. But just kind of give me your thoughts on Gordon's play during this past season and what does his future hold in Charlotte?
Oh, I think the Hornets have a play. Like, he signed a four-year deal last offseason. And the Hornets are very fortunate to have a guy like him, a guy that you can count on to do a lot of different things. You know, he's one of the few players on the team with real playoff experience. It's a very young team. So having him on the team before the Hornets signed or traded for Brad Wanamaker, I believe Hayward was the oldest player on the team at 30 years old. So he brings a lot of experience and a lot of ability. I think he is the best all-around player on the team. So when he was out, there was a huge drop off. No disrespect to Jalen McDaniels. I thought he stepped up in a big way to fill that like small forward role with Hayward out. But that's a huge gap. But he choose to fill with Hayward. So I'm looking forward. He talked about being healthy and cleared. You know, if the Hornets won that play-in game, when we were able to play in the second play-in game or even the first round of the playoffs, Hayward would have been back for that, which is unfortunate. The timing is unfortunate considering how all things played out. But he's going to have a fully healthy offseason, and I expect, you know, a fully healthy Hayward because the injury he had was very fluky. He just stepped on someone's foot. You know, that could happen to anybody. It's not a back injury. It's not one of those, like, recurring foot injuries, like a structural injury, so to speak. He just stepped on somebody's foot. So I expect Hayward to come back, and he's talked about playing for the Hornets. You know, this franchise wants him here, and he's playing the best basketball of his career since his all-star season. I think it was in 2017. It was last year with Utah where he was an all-star. He's loving his life, his basketball life in Charlotte, and I'm glad he's here and hope he's ready for next year because I miss watching him play. The team really missed him.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward is one of those once-in-a-lifetime players. He's so talented. Definitely looking forward to seeing him back on the court for next year. Well, speaking of once-in-a-lifetime players for a franchise, you mentioned his name earlier, and that's Kemba Walker.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies, Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 2021 Buick Enclave models for $91.96 below MSRP. Or new 2021 Buick Envision models, now $34.77 below MSRP. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
And I don't know if you heard this, Sam, but
Boston
traded Kimball Walker to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And before we delve a little bit more deep into that, I want this is a two-part question. My first question is, where were you when you found out that the Hornets had drafted Kimba? And the second question is, what were your thoughts when you found out that Kimba was going to be leaving to go to Boston?
Well, I like Kimba a lot coming out of UConn. Very exciting player. And the Hornets at the time needed, the Bobcats at the time, needed all the help they can get. And when he left, it was very clear that he needed to leave. He was an all-star. The Hornets were obviously going in a very different direction. And he deserved to be playing in some meaningful basketball games. And the Hornets were in the middle of at the beginning of a rebuild. And so there was no hard feelings from my point of view. I don't think any Hornets fans necessarily would hold any hard feelings towards Kemba. I think everyone still loves Kemba. Even the Charlotte Observer wrote a piece about, hey, Hornets fans, it's okay. Kemba needs to leave. It's okay. It's okay.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 2021 Buick Enclave models for $91.96 below MSRP. Or new 2021 Buick Envision models, now $34.77 below MSRP. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
We're seeking men and women ages 18 to 70 to join our type 2 diabetes research study. Our researchers are seeking to evaluate the effect of the WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers program, on glycemic blood sugar control. You can earn up to $225. Learn more. www.pbrc.edu/vital. That's www.pbrc.edu/vital.
Streaming only on Peacock, a new original comedy.
Me, in a punk band?
We are Lady Punk.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
We puked all over the front row. Ew.
We are Lady Punk. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Yeah, so those are my thoughts on Kemba. The trade? You want to talk about the trade next?
Yeah, no. What are your thoughts on the trade? Because I mean, Boston, this is just me, and you probably see it this way as well, Sam. His time in Boston, when he was healthy, he was unstoppable, but he just couldn't stay healthy. And of course, there were two other emerging stars with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Just kind of give me your thoughts on the trade from Boston to Oklahoma City.
Expect Kemba to play any games for the Thunder. I wonder if they flip him. Because if you look at what they did with Chris Paul, you know, he was there for a year and then they worked with him to find a good like trade partner to give, to put Chris Paul on a team he wants to be on, you know, a team that's competitive. And maybe, you know, Kemba's deal is this year, like he's under contract for this year. I think he has a player option the following year. So he has some leverage in that respect, but I have expect OKC to flip him, probably to get more first-round picks because they really like having first-round picks. But if he stays there, I think he could help that Thunder team a lot. He'll definitely be the best player on that team. No disrespect to any of them because that's a very young team. And having a veteran, having a veteran like that around would be very helpful. But the trade blew my mind. Like, I saw the Woj tweet this morning. I was like, whoa. I didn't expect that, especially because the draft lottery is this week, this upcoming week. So usually I fully expect the trades to happen post-lottery, you know, when teams know when where they're drafting in the first round. But I wish Kemba the best of luck. And if he decides to leave OKC, I got to imagine they find a good place for him that it's a good trade for them and then also a good place where Kemba wants to play.
Yeah, definitely. As you mentioned earlier, you know, Sam, OKC is a young team, and it would, like you said, it wouldn't surprise me either if they flip it and try to trade and try to go younger. But we'll see what happens. Anything can happen in the NBA, and certainly anything can happen in professional sports. And speaking of, you know, we talked about Kemba Walker, who was a great player during his time in Charlotte. Well, now the future.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Is here. The future is now. LaMelo Ball, he won the 2020-2021 NBA Rookie of the Year. Again, this is another two-part question, Sam. First question is, what were your thoughts when the Hornets had landed LaMelo, and how would you grade his rookie season?
So the Hornets were, first off, the Hornets were very fortunate to be even in the position to draft third. They got very lucky on lottery night in 2020 to jump up. They're supposed to pick around 8 or 9, according to the odds, and they jumped up over the Knicks and everybody else to get the third pick. So, and then to be in the top three, I was like, okay, give me, my mindset was like, I'm happy with Wiseman, I'm happy with Edwards, I'm happy with LaMelo. Like, whoever's there, Minnesota, take whoever you want, Golden State, take whoever you want, I'm happy with whoever we get. And, you know, the Hornets' decision was made for them. LaMelo was there, they took him. I'm very glad they did. I wasn't a LaMelo expert previously. All I could go off of was what the scouting report said about his ability to shoot. They were talking about like inconsistent shooting ability, decision making, when taking shots, things like that. That had me a little concerned because I was like, a point guard that can't shoot. Like, what are we doing here? Like, what are we saying? But his next level playmaking and rebounding ability would like make up for it. And then what I saw was a player that had an incredible engine, offensive and defensively, and the shooting ability was vastly underrated, according to the scouts. When he became a starter, his efficiency was off the charts. Like, for a 19-year-old rookie, shooting 46% from the floor, 43% from three, and 81% from the free throw line at a decent clip, on top of 6 rebounds per game, 6 assists per game, 1.7 steals per game. Like, oh my God, this kid is going to be something special. He needs to get stronger. He needs to work on his defense. Not not effort on defense. He has the effort on defense already. Just needs to get a little bit more knowledgeable on the defensive end, which will come with time. I think this. Yeah, I think LaMelo will be an all-star, if not next year, the year after. Like, he has all the tools, all the tools.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, Sam, you put it so you put it down very well with LaMelo's skill set. I mean, he's definitely, you know, a franchise player, and I could see. I'm going to be kind of optimistic. I could see him becoming an all-star next year. I think he's going to definitely develop his game, and we could see him as a reserve on the Eastern Conference all-star squad next year. So definitely, he's definitely an all-star in the making. I want to stay with the injury that he suffered back in May. And Charlotte was on a winning streak. They had a lot of things going well for them. They had a sizable winning streak going on. And then when he suffered the injury, I think it held them back because they were definitely – in the playoff hunt. I don't think they would have played in the play-in tournament. They would have had a playoff spot if not for LaMelo's injury. Just kind of give me your thoughts on the injury and where they could have been had he been healthy.
Oh, it was heartbreaking for a lot of reasons. You know, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. So it sucks when you lose a player for a long period of time, especially when you factor in injury to his wrist on his shooting hand. I was like, oh man, that's going to be a longer kind of rehab and recovery period. And then you also, so like, yeah, you mentioned the Hornets were a 4 seed at one point, and things were looking really great. I didn't expect them to finish as a 4 seed. In my head, what I was telling myself all year was if they could somehow just avoid the play-in game, that'd be a dub. Like, 6 seed or like, as 6 seed being the worst. And I think a 6 seed was very possible before everyone got hurt. So Melo went down, Malik Monk went down, Hayward went down, and it was at that point, I was like, yo, it's a wrap. I mean, I got to hope for the best here that the Hornets can even just stay alive, because the hope was like, all right, if they could hold on, stay afloat until everyone gets back healthy, then they could do some damage in the playoffs. But time ran out. Hayward, you know, season ended before Hayward could come back. So it's a lot of ifs and maybes. But, yeah, losing LaMelo hurt because, you know, not being able to watch him play was a bummer. His rookie of the year chances were at risk at that point. The team was worse without him, and the playoffs were at risk. So there were a lot of factors involved with that. And then also you factor in Malik Monk and Hayward being out, which is just compounds the issue, the unfortunate situation more and more.
Yeah, definitely made things complicated right there. But again, LaMelo, as you said, Sam, he'll be back stronger than ever, and the Hornets will definitely be much better going into next season. And, you know, while we're still talking about the Hornets for a moment, Michael Jordan.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, 6 new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net, and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, 6 new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net, and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
To make America's craft wine, you've got to make it like America. Bold, ambitious, unconventional. Crushing grapes like our forefathers crushed kings. So grab a bottle of Lodi Cabernet with full-bodied flavors of berries, tart cherry, sweet oak, and cinnamon. Pour it in a glass or a flask and go forth. Because there's history in the making. The Federalist, America's craft wine. Federalist Vineyards, Lodi, California. Enjoy responsibly.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
You know, Michael Jordan is, you know, for all intents and purposes, a lot of people say that the GOAT, the greatest of all time. We know what a great legacy he's left behind in the game of basketball, making it a worldwide phenomenon. And he's also the majority owner of the Charlotte Hornets. He was the majority owner of the team back when it was the Bobcats. But for all of the great things that he's done as a player, as an executive, it's been, you know, it's been rough on him. But things are starting to get a little bit better with drafting LaMelo, and hopefully things are moving forward. Kind of give me your thoughts on Michael's slow progression as becoming an executive and becoming an owner of a franchise.
I think he learned that he needs to hire the right people. Like Mitch Kupchak, you know, the former Lakers GM, he was brought in, and then the team started hitting it out, like nailing draft picks from Bridges. To Bridges, well, I think Malik may predate it, but definitely Bridges and PJ. And then you look at Devontae in the second round, Cody Martin in the second round, I believe. Caleb, I think, was undrafted. Jalen McDaniels was a second round pick. There are a lot. This roster is very young, and a lot of these guys were drafted by the team and had an opportunity to develop underneath the team. So that's kind of it seems to be the formula. Like get the draft picks right and let the draft picks grow and see what you have. Because the Hornets haven't really made a lot of deals. You know, Hayward was a very big free agent signing, a guy that everyone clearly liked in the front office. But I think what MJ learned and is doing is trusting his people to make the best basketball decisions possible. And then where I really, like, not that MJ cares what I think, but where I would, like, really look at MJ as the owner is when it comes time to pay these guys. Because I believe MJ said he's willing to go into the luxury tax to keep players here. I got to see it to believe it. Because a lot of owners don't want to do it. You know, that's what happened in Oklahoma City. That's their big three like got disbanded because the owner didn't want to go on the luxury tax. So if the Hornets continue to draft and develop players well, they have to. There's going to be a point where you have to go into the luxury tax to pay these guys. And that's where I'm going to hold MJ's feet to the fire. It's like, yo, everyone did their job to the best of their abilities. Please keep our players here because that'll be a real turn to the franchise. The best players in this franchise history have all left at some point. That needs to be reversed because otherwise, what's the point? If you draft guys, if you sign guys, you trade for guys, and then they leave, it's like, all right, have fun while it lasted.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right about that. A lot of owners, you know, that luxury tax is something else. And we've seen, like you said, not just in Oklahoma City, but even in Charlotte, you know, owners or management not willing to pay big bucks for players. But hopefully MJ will have a change of heart, and hopefully we'll see the likes of Terry Rozier stay and maybe Miles Bridges or even LaMelo down the line, and also even with a Gordon Hayward. But that's the look at the 2020-2021 Charlotte Hornets season. And Sam, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody what you do as the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure. So, yeah, every week on Apple, Spotify, all the podcast platforms, I host a podcast called Believe in Hornets, talking about Hornets, some NBA stuff, like other NBA stuff now that the Hornets aren't playing basketball currently. I also have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/SamDracula, where I do videos and live streams during Hornets games. And just when Hornets news pops up, I do videos over there. And sometimes I'll live stream the recording of my podcast. So if you want to interact with me while I'm recording the podcast, you're welcome to do so. Believe in Hornets and youtube.com/SamDracula is where you can find my stuff.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
We're seeking men and women ages 18 to 70 to join our type 2 diabetes research study. Our researchers are seeking to evaluate the effect of the WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers program, on glycemic blood sugar control. You can earn up to $225. Learn more, www.pbrc.edu/vital. That's www.pbrc.edu/vital.
Things I thought could never happen to me in a punk band?
What?
We Are Lady Parts, a new original comedy streaming only on Peacock.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
Syrah, vocals. Aisha, drummer. Bisma, bassist. Mumtaz, band manager. And me, Amina, lead guitar.
You were really good until you puked all over the front row. Ew.
We Are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Awesome. And tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as the Believe in Hornets podcast. And if you have a website, let them know that as well.
Yeah, so the hub, samdracula.com, S-A-M, and then dracula.com, all one word. I'm on Twitter, Sam Dracula, Instagram, Samuel Dracula, full name over there. And, yeah, those are the spots. Samdracula.com will send you everywhere you need to go.
Awesome. And before I let you go, Sam, we know that the state of North Carolina is a big basketball state, but where the Hornets are located in the city of Charlotte. And we know that Charlotte mm-hmm. is the home to the NFL's Carolina Panthers, but there's still a huge basketball tradition, not just in Charlotte, but in the city of North Carolina. Is the city of Charlotte, how would you classify Charlotte as a football town? Is it a basketball town? Or, of course, I know NASCAR is pretty popular in the state of North Carolina as well. Or is it more NASCAR, or is it kind of like a 50-50 across the board?
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, 6 new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
I'd say it's more basketball leaning because, and disclaimer, I've only lived in Charlotte for 5 years. So I'm part of the problem when I say this. It's a very city. Charlotte's a growing city with people coming in from all over different parts of the country, and they usually maintain their team loyalty from wherever they came from. So if you drive around Charlotte, you'll find like a lot of like Cleveland Browns bars or like Steelers bars, things like that, or people coming in from New York who will be Knicks fans living in Charlotte, and then will go to Hornets games wearing their Knicks stuff. There's a decent amount of that, but I think the basketball is more between the two, basketball and football. Basketball is more like a deep-rooted I guess, base here versus football, because the Panthers franchise is pretty new compared to the legacy of UNC Hoops and Duke, et cetera, you know? So I would say it leans a little towards more basketball. But when things are going well for the Hornets and the Panthers, you everywhere you go, you see people wearing pro team stuff. Cool. And even the minor league hockey team, the Checkers, their fan base is very large as well, and people love to represent them.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Sam Dracula. He is the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast. Check him out on the many digital streaming platforms, as he said, such as Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. And also check him out on the World Wide Web, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. He's got some great stuff. And again, he's the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast. Sam, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Beautiful pass to Devontae. Oh, my goodness! Didn't see that coming! Hundredly deep!
Yeah. All over Sabonis. Boom!
Woo! That's a first as an NBA player for LaMelo Ball. Dumbuya can't make the catch in traffic. LaMelo, what a pass by Bridges! Welcome back, LaMelo!
This pass by LaMelo. Underhanded. Oh, I mean, that's got to be timing, touch, mouth.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito. A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen. Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to Sam Dracula. He is the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast. The podcast is dedicated to highlighting Charlotte Hornets content, and he's also a Charlotte Hornets YouTuber. We had a chance to discuss the 2021 Charlotte Hornets season, LaMelo Ball, amongst other topics. And as always, remember, till next time, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.